This is 89.3 FM WLRH in Huntsville. The Huntsville Symphony Orchestra's Free Family Concert is this Saturday morning at the BBC. Prokofiev's popular Peter and the Wolf will come to life with help from Fantasy Playhouse, Huntsville MET, and the musicians of the HSO. Music director and conductor Gregory Voida gives us a preview of the activities for kids and adults at this popular and fun event.
It's a story, a very simple story, which makes a lot of sense when you do it with music. You know, it's it's based on folk stories that, you know, the good boy gets rewarded at the end.
Well, this is the Free Family Concert. It's very popular, I know. There are pre-concert activities that begin at 9:30. What sort of stuff is going on in the concert hall before the actual
That's
concert?
My favorite part of the year, I got to tell you that, because I also get to participate in it. There's a sign that says, "Meet the Conductor." And I'm standing next to the sign, believe it or not. Uh-huh. And then people walk up, you know, families with little kids, and like, and that's the conductor, like in a zoo. You know, you need a sign for me to be identified. And then they come there and, you know, we take pictures and I, you know, show them my baton and this is what I do and this is why I need the conductor for the orchestra. But every group, like especially, you know, the percussion instruments, we have little percussion instruments for the kids to try and little violins. We have this fantastic violin program with the Huntsville Symphony. So we are all promoting that. It is just so great to see families coming, you know, parents, young parents with their kids or grandparents bringing their grandkids and they get their face paint and they go and get their balloons and walk around and playing on little drums and trying out the violins and then reading about the story of the concert that they're going to be hearing and seeing. So it is just a great, you know, way to prepare yourself as a performer to do these concerts.
And it'd be a great excuse, maybe if you're an adult, a parent or a grandparent who's never actually been to a symphony concert.
Yeah, I like to say, bring your grandmother.
Right.
That's also, you know, it works the other way around. Actually, it works in many cases that the kid says, you know, I want to go. Look at that. They're advertising it for me. I am six and I'm taking you with me because it says, bring grandma. This is exactly what a live concert or a live classical music show can give you is the social element, is that you're going and you're with your family, but you're also with other people that are in the same space at the same time to experience something that sounds very exciting, which is live classical music. And of course, our concerts are always interactive in a way that, you know, I'm trying to include the audience as part of the performance and make them clap or sing or do some other activity, so they actually connect to what musicians are doing. Because I remember when I was a kid, and even though my parents were musicians, you know, going to a concert hall or an opera, and you're sitting in the auditorium, you're sitting in your seat, and far away there are some people doing something. It's kind of like television. You know, you can't go there and touch it. But when you get to go there and touch it and feel it and smell it and experience it from close by, then it might actually just change your life. So if you think that your kid or your grandmother needs a change in life, maybe a new discovery, learning an instrument or something like that, bring grandma to the symphony. She might just pick up the guitar or the drums. I don't know.
You never know. One of the things I really like about working with kids is their lack of pretense. I mean, they have no filters and they'll
say exactly.
Do whatever.
Has anything? They're like me on a Saturday evening. I'm just kidding.
But has a kid ever done anything to throw you off guard or make you see or hear music in a different way?
Yeah, of course. And the great thing about that is that you actually have to react to it right there. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to think on your feet, right? You're there and a kid sneezes or cries or yells, you know, there's the wolf. Then you got to do something about that. It's you can't just pretend it never happened.
Right.
And that's a great thing about theater, if we call this kind of like an instrument of theater, is that it is live and it's happening right there.
Mm-hmm. And kids tend to forget that because they're so into screens now, and they really do need to see that there are living, breathing human beings performing and making music.
Yeah, but if you think about, you know, a very different thing like a Rocky Horror Picture Show being played in a movie theater where everybody yells it out and they dress up, you know, this type of participation, people crave it. I think even with a movie, you can actually do it. But here we have live musicians and live music, and you get to experience the actual, you know, physical waves of the music that are coming off the stage. And this, with this fantastic story that Prokofiev presents, it just makes for a great experience.
HSO Music Director and Conductor Gregory Voida. The pre-concert activities begin at 9:30. The concert starts at 11. More information is at hso.org. You can find this interview on our website, wlrh.org, and on the station's Facebook and Twitter feeds.